We are hoping that there will be no objection to our submission so that we can be granted this area when we make our presentation in July or August at the 30th session of the commission. So it is basically a very important mission where we are seeking for an extra area.
Why do you need an extra area?
Well, because this is our right according to the 1982 Convention, the Law of the Sea. Coastal states, and Tanzania is one such, there are 70 coastal states, have a right to claim up to 350 nautical miles from their coastline. Basically, this is a right. Many countries have made such submissions. Of course, you make a submission, but with a justification.
What advantages will Tanzania have if it were to be granted this area?
Tanzania has a number of islands. So if you have islands, you end up with a sizable section of what we call inland waters. So from our coastal regions like Zanzibar, Unguja, Mafia, that's where we have our baseline. We have 24 nautical miles of what is called the territorial waters or the territorial zone. And after the territorial zone, we have 200 nautical miles of the exclusive economic zone. These are the waters where we have rights to exploit the natural resources found in such area. Apart from fishing, of course, you have minerals, you have gas, you have petroleum, oil reserves and things like that. So with the technology so advanced now, you know that the exploitation of the sea for economic reasons is something that has really gained a lot of momentum.
At this present moment, is Tanzania constrained in what it can do to exploit its ocean resources?
Well, as I said, we are really a huge coastal state because we have 1,400 kilometers of coastline from our border with Kenya to our border with Mozambique. That is a whole 1,400 kilometers. But then now into the sea, we extend 350 nautical miles. 200 nautical miles is already secured. Of course, there are constraints because we can't go very far in the south. We have the Comoros, so we are constrained by that. And also further in the east, there is now Seychelles. Then to the north, we have Kenya. So basically, there is this polygon of around 61,000 square kilometers. This is the area which cannot be claimed by any other state except Tanzania.
Does Tanzania have this problem of people from other countries who sometimes go into the waters in other countries and exploit ocean resources?
We have had quite a number of high-profile illegal fishing without licenses. Basically, anyone fishing in your exclusive economic zone should be paying custom. Basically, they should be paying and they have not been doing it. I think there were a number of boats which were caught and the fish was confiscated by the Tanzanian state. So this is something that is now increasing and gaining prominence. Of course, as a least developed country, the resources are not always there to keep guard.
Where did some of these boats that were engaged in illegal fishing come from?
Well, I think there were either some Japanese or different ships. They are not sent by any government. They are just companies from different countries. You know, it is like pirates. Pirates are not really sponsored by any state. They are just rogue people who take advantage.
What about the problem of piracy? Is it serious?
It's a very serious problem. And in fact, one of the reasons we think that this exercise should now be facilitated and fast-tracked is that we really have to prevail over this anarchy and lawlessness that is prevailing, which is now also hindering our progress. The issue was discussed very much, tabled by Tanzania, at the fourth session of the United Nations Conference on the Least Developed Countries that took place in May last year in Istanbul. And Tanzania, supported by the Group of 77 and China and others, were able to insert the issue of the need for international support in fighting pirates, because what pirates do, they are blocking trading routes for the least able countries. This is something that requires international action, all UN member countries to cooperate. And I am very happy, gratified that our efforts and labor in Istanbul was not in vain, because this issue is now gaining international prominence. And I believe as we speak, even the Security Council is now seized with the matter.